With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change, titled Leading a Virtuous Lifestyle in Accord with the Law of Love, via video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in Los Angeles, California, USA, on July 31st, 2008.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Some studies have suggested that meat has an addictive chemical which can be compared to nicotine in cigarettes. If children are born originally disliking meat, what makes meat become addictive as people have described it? Is it chemical or is it the habitual act of eating the stronger factor?
It's a habitual act of eating it that it has a stronger influence. It's habitual. And so every habit can change. But also, in any case, the addictive side of meat also have effect, more or less. And also the lack of information about an alternative and better dietic choice make people stick to what they are used to, as they do not know that meat is poisonous, because these poisonous things called meat takes more time to kill than others, so people do not notice so much, because it takes place gradually. And of course, in some case, it takes effect immediately, but mostly it takes time to work the poison into the body. Most children, when they're born, they don't like meat at all, but we force this diet onto them, and then later on it became habit, as they have no other choice in the family anyway. In the school, they force them to eat the uniform diet of meat. At home, the parent telling them meat is healthy for you, and from the public advertisement, everybody say meat is good, milk is good, etc., etc., and some even lobby the authority to allow this advertisement, like meat is good or milk is good, etc., etc. So people just don't have time to do research on all these facts about the poisonous side of meat. And so they trust their advertisement, they trust the lobbies, and they trust the authority sanction on this kind of diet. That's why I say the government and the media has to change and to support the truly beneficial vegetarian diet. First of all, it's good for the health. And second, and most important, it will save the planet. Thank you.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Hello. United States Department of Agriculture's Food Security Assessment 2007 reported that the number of people struggling for basic food needs could rise to 1.2 billion by the year 2017. How can we best help the developing nations to be self-sustaining in order to better prepared against future food crises? Thank you.
We can help to better prepare for the future food crisis. It's not future, it's already there, but we can help to minimize it or cap it by helping the developed nations to understand that vegetarian diet is the cure for food shortage and that we should share the resources and technology with all fellow brethren, as heaven intended us to do. Again and again, eating meat is the cause of most misery on our planet. The world would better do without any animal products. It's already all obvious and amply evident. People must realize that putting down that piece of meat, which is poisonous, is all they have to do to attain peace on earth and to eliminate hunger for good. And to save the planet, of course.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Master, are meat contamination a way that animals are warning humans of the ill effects of meat consumption? Is it something that will continue to serve to warn humans more in this area through further frequent occurrences of these contamination, so that humans can finally get the direct correlation between animal consumption and its harms?
In a way, some animals warn humans by sacrificing their life or well-being, because they know more than many humans the truth behind all things, as they are more connected with inner divine nature than most humans choose to be. It's also the question of cause and retribution. Killing any being to eat is wrong, wrong, wrong. And humans should be thus reminded and stop this cruel, inhuman practice. Thank you.
Thank you, Master.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Hey, thank you for listening to my question. Dr. Michael Nobel, the great-grandnephew of the founder of the Nobel Prize, set up a trust supporting leadership and technologies to solve global warming. In Supreme Master TV's interview with Dr. Nobel, he said that he believes it is a matter of time and sustained effort that meat will follow the way of smoking and wearing seatbelts in cars, going from being an unquestioned norm to a public hazard requiring strict government regulations. Master, despite the encouraging precedent with the smoking ban, meat, on the other hand, has been a while longer, perhaps more entrenched in our culture. Do you think the steps to its decline will eventually be the same as smoking? And what would be your response to leaders who feel that our dietary habits are personal choices not to be dictated by government?
Nonsense. The governments are elected by the people to be entrusted with wise choices for their mass. If smoking is harmful for their co-citizens, then they have the right to ban it. Same with drug, alcohol, cigarettes, and the like substances. So I don't see the question of personal habit without cigarette, drug, or alcohol, and people won't die. They even live better, healthier, save their money, and save the money for the taxpayers, pay for the sickness, and save money everywhere.
Thank you.
they can quit the habit. Without meat, people won't die. They just live healthier, better, wealthier, more pretty, live longer. Everything is good for people if they don't eat meat anymore. So they should also quit it for their better life, better health, better environment, and saving this earth home for all to enjoy, especially for their future generation. If we don't do it now, the earth will be gone. Who is there to eat meat? The government can ask people that. The government have to explain to people that it's truly harmful now, and it's this emergency that people should stop eating meat. It's not a matter of personal choice anymore. It's a planetary. Life and death matter. It's more urgent than cigarette even. Cigarette smoking, people get sick, we still can cure them. Or if we cannot cure them, maybe one or two people die, or a big group of people die.
Smoking bans save lives. United Kingdom's ban on smoking in public places reduces passive smoke effects, which are linked to loss of life for more than 11,000 people every year. In the U.S., the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said that sales of tobacco to underage youth have reached all-time lows in all 50 states. The number of young smokers aged 18 to 29 has fallen by 30% in Victoria, Australia, thanks to smoking bans in pubs and clubs. Smoking rates in Japan have been declining since 1996, reaching an all-time low this year. Smoking bans means decreases in acute coronary syndrome. Rome, Italy experienced an 11.2% decrease in acute coronary events in the first year after a smoking ban in public places went into effect. Israeli researchers report that for people who are able to stop smoking, the increased risk of sudden cardiac death seems to disappear immediately. The National Sanitary Institute in France announced a significant decrease in heart attack rates following the country's smoking ban, with benefits also noted for decrease in secondhand smoke inhalation effects. New York, USA experienced an 8% decline in hospital admissions for acute myocardial infarction after a comprehensive smoking ban, which translates into healthcare savings of $56 million U.S. dollars in 1 year. Smoking bans mean better health. Data from the National Population Health Survey shows those who smoke have higher rates of chronic conditions such as bronchitis, asthma, and high blood pressure. Smokers and those exposed to secondhand smoke develop colon cancer about 7 years earlier than non-smokers. Smoking bans mean healthier children. Research from Michigan State University in the USA and the David Hyde Asthma and Allergy Research Center in the UK show that the smoking habits of mothers during pregnancy increase asthma risks in some children. Children regularly exposed to secondhand smoke have more than triple the risk of lung cancer, as well as higher risks of other respiratory problems later in life. Smoking bans are good for business. In his annual report, UK Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson said a public smoking ban would save an estimated £2.7 billion. £680 million saved by having a healthier and more efficient workforce. £140 million saved through fewer sick days. £430 million saved from productivity loss from smoking on the job. £100 million saved from cleanup costs related to cigarette smoking, plus more.
But if meat eating not be banned or not be limited, then the whole planet will be gone. This is a life and death matter for everybody. It's not a personal choice. And we are eating meat, eating up the whole planet. Eating up 90% of the food supply and let other people hungry. It's not necessary choice at all. Even if before the planetary urgency, meat-eating people eat up the whole planet, eat up so much food and result in hunger and war. It has never been a right choice in the first place.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you. I have to speak the truth, even if some people don't like to hear it. I have to tell them, and like it or not, that is their choice. But I have to tell you what I know and what is good for them. Like a good friend would do. A good friend don't always tell you the sweet talk or the lovely things or any flattery stuff that you like to hear, but the good friend will always tell you what is the best for you. And then you can decide you like it or not like it, you follow it or not follow it. But a good friend will always tell the truth to you. And that's what a good friend is for. And I am a good friend of everybody.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
It seems this situation was already announced in many scriptures, such as the Gospel of Peace from Essenes, the Holy Quran, the Bible, and many others mention this critical period. In similar cases in our universe, what determined the ones that were successful?
In any planet at all, if people are well informed on time, they can always take measures against similar calamity by heeding wise counsel and react according to correct advices. All the inhabitants of those planets can still reverse the situation and bring back to life the favorable result that they wish to achieve. Things can always change overnight if people turn and walk in the right direction. If we know that we are in the wrong lane and the opposite is correct, you just turn as soon as possible, right? You make a U-turn or you turn wherever you can. Just the same with our planet situation right now. We know meat eating, scientifically, physically speaking, is a major cause of our planet destructive direction. Then we must turn around and walk in the opposite direction. The opposite of meat diet is a vegetarian, compassionate diet. All the animal product, all the killing of men or animal must be stopped if we want to stop the climate change. Stop killing, and global warming will stop immediately. Because we turn in that other direction. If you're driving north, now you realize you're wrong. And the moment you turn back to southward, that is the moment you stop going north. Is that not so?
Yes, Master.
Wow, the same. Same with planetary danger right now. We are endangering it because we are living in the opposite direction, opposite lifestyle of what is good for us. So if we want to have good things happening to our planet and our lives, we have to turn to the opposite direction. That's it. Very simple.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
Hi, Master. How are you?
Hi, I am okay. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Some exciting new data has been sent back by NASA's spacecraft currently circling around Mars, the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. Pictures revealed that Mars once had diverse forms of water, such as lakes and rivers, wet environments that might have supported life for thousands or even millions of years. Geologists have identified similar landforms between Mars and Alaska, such as evidence of ice avalanches, which are now occurring more frequently in Alaska, most likely due to global warming. Yet another analysis shows that Mars' northern hemisphere had been impacted by a huge crater billions of years ago. Master, you have spoken on several occasions about the parallels between the histories of Mars and Earth. Is it true that Mars experienced climate change at the hands of its inhabitants, like our planet? Did the Martians have a chance to save their planet?
They did have, sweetheart, they did have. The warning came like 20 or so years old time to them. And the last urgent sign they had was about 5 years before the destruction. They had 5 years in advance, but they did not change quick enough. They did not change, so they didn't have a chance to save the planet. They did have a chance, but they did not do it.
Why is that, Master?
The reason they did not change fast enough, because they did not know about the vegetarian diet that could change. At those times, there were not enough people to stand up and communicate the urgency of the planet, as well as the solution, like vegetarian diet, the way we're doing now.
And Master, how about our planet? Do people know the chance?
There are some people who doesn't know what to do. And of course some people who knows what to do because we inform them, or United Nations inform them, or the scientists inform them, but they still did not change their habit. So if we continue not changing our habit, then the planet will be destroyed, just the way Mars has been destroyed.
Thank you, Master.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water,
save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing,
a solution for world hunger,
free up 3,433 million hectares of land annually, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply,
consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production,
reduce pollution from untreated animal waste, maintain cleaner air,
save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year,
stop 80% of global warming,
plus more.
Right now we are doing a lot of things. We inform people and we are distributing leaflets and all that. But we will have to rely on heaven's grace if we are to survive, because many people still don't listen. Even if they know, they don't listen. Just like people who know smoke is very harmful to them, as long as they still can puff it, they puff it. That's the problem. So the people, whoever can listen to us, they will survive. So at least if we cannot save the whole planet, we save these people. And if these people cannot help to save the planet, at least they save themselves. It's still helpful. That's how we gain time.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you for your company for today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in tomorrow for part 3 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion, Leading a Virtuous Lifestyle in Accord with the Law of Love. And now, Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. With heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously in dignity and respect.